on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, welcome to Hammer Time and good morning to you. We are thrilled that you are tuned in. We hope that they're awake, right, Mike?
We are tickled pink.
We are tickled pink that you're tuned in. We're tickled pink to be on the air with you. And, buddy, how many more days till Christmas?
Somewhere around 40, but who's counting?
Oh,
it could be 39 if this is Sunday when you're listening.
That's true. Good for you. Okay. What are you buying Patty for Christmas?
Haven't decided yet.
But
I'll keep it a secret and announce that over the air soon.
Yes, perfect. We need to talk about that. What a great show we had last weekend with Sean from Fans.
Indeed.
AZ. What a guy. He's just so funny. He's brilliant. And what he does in our community with lighting and fans mm-hmm. is remarkable.
And his new showroom, I wish him the best of luck. That's
me
great.
Too. Now, darn it, I've driven down 69 when it's been dark out, and I keep forgetting to look over at his shop window to see the 800-pound chandelier?
Yep, of the chandelier.
Or 8,000-pound. What was it, 800 pounds?
It's 800 pounds.
I thought it was 1,000.
I thought
dollars.
It was, but we're talking pounds.
Well,
pounds could be money, too.
Well, it doesn't weigh 4 tons.
May seem like it weighs 4 tons.
That'd be an awfully big chandelier.
Okay, 800 pounds, and it's worth thousands. How's that?
I don't think he mentioned how heavy it was.
I think he did.
I think he did, too, yeah. Yeah, he did.
800 pounds might be a little much, but it's just a heavy, heavy dude.
Yes, a heavy duty chandelier. So anyway, what a great guy. He'll be at our home show. So all is good in the universe. Is your universe good?
The universe is just clicking right along.
No warp speed of anything, just kind of clicking.
Just clicking.
Okay, well, that's good.
And in your world?
I'm warp speed.
Well, you are warp speed because I noticed that there is a difference in your
gait.
Attire.
My walking gait. Listeners, so I went to the doctor for follow-up with my Achilles heel surgery, and the doctor said, Sandy, I want you to start to wean out of your walking boot. Because I'd been in it for 3 weeks.
So let me interrupt you. Wean, and that description would indicate to me partially
yes.
on and off.
Yes, and on and off. Maybe a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
And you did?
I weaned out of my walking boot full throttle, weaning, and kicked that boot to the curb, and I've been walking with matching shoes for a week now, gingerly walking.
But good for you.
And I left the walking boot at home.
You know, to all of our listeners out there, you don't know how much that means to Sandy to be able to sport two of the same colored shoes.
I know. I'm so excited. So excited. I even went to Nordstrom and ordered a new pair. So all is good. My toes are polished. I have matching shoes on. And again, the universe is great.
Life is good.
Life is good. So we have two guests with us this morning. Very famous, well-known guests.
Yes, they are.
So we had better be on our best behavior.
Except for one of them.
Well, yeah, I would agree. One of them, yeah.
But he'll chastise us whether we're on a good behavior or not.
He will, totally. We're going to get up from him. However, take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the world to Tom and Bill.
The mystery men.
The mystery men.
That sounds like a plan. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekend. 40 days till Christmas Saturday. And when you tune in tomorrow on Sunday, it will be 39 days.
Perfect.
Our guest with us this morning, the infamous, the famous, the most hardworking gentleman I know.
Should we just give him first names and not give him the last name?
Yeah, let's do that. Mr. Bill Stittler, the superintendent of, what do we want to call it now? It's not Mountain Institute. It's
Mountain Institute SeaTech.
SeaTech. It has so many names. So we're here to talk about what you're doing, how many kids you have in class, what's going on with all the trades. And his sidekick this morning is the retired Board of Supervisor.
Also known as the enforcer.
Yes, Tom Thurman.
Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah, Mr. Right. Fix-It, yeah. Tom Thurman.
When contractors screw up, they bring me in.
And
but contractors around here don't screw up.
Yes, most of them
only
don't.
Only the out-of-towners, right?
Aren't you on the board of Mountain Institute
SeaTech? I sure am.
That's what I thought.
I'm the head of the facilities committee. And
perfect.
I really enjoy what we do at Mountain Institute. I believe in the future, we're all talking and looking at AI taking everything over.
I hear that on the radio all the time.
All the time. And you know, we're going to probably lose some engineering jobs and things like that and robotics. However, we're still going to need plumbers. We're still going to need electricians. We're still going to need people that have hands on. Mm-hmm. And this is what we do at Mountain Institute. We help these kids. It's part of our property taxes. So we all pay for this. It's free for our children in high school. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is a way to go. As we know, plumbers and all these different type of trades make decent money now.
Yes, they do.
Bill will allude to in a little bit. We just bought another building, and we're going to refurbish that, and he'll tell you about what's going in there.
Well, let's start with Bill first, because you have been superintendent for how many years now?
7 years
now. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you still love it every day?
I do. Every day I get up, we get to work with kids and decide what we can do to help make their future a little bit brighter by giving them a pathway.
You have done a great job with a pathway for the kids. So, you know, we're very lucky to have you here.
Yes,
Thank you. Thank you.
So how many students, let's share with our listeners because they may not know how the school and SeaTech work. How do the kids get there? They don't have to pay to go to class there. Who are the teachers? How many days a week? And what types of programs do you have? So there you go. Take it away, my friend.
Very broad picture to paint here real quick. But number of kids, we have approximately 585
in
Central Campus. That means they're coming to one of the campuses that we offer programming on.
And what campuses are those?
We now have 5 campuses that we work on. So a lot of it, we partner with Yavapai College, so we share space with them on their campuses, but we're opening up our new campus. We will have another campus that we have as a lease facility as well, but we're now up to 31 programs for students to take part in.
So where is the new campus going to be?
It's over off of Center Point Drive. Right there off Granite Dales Parkway. Mm-hmm. We bought one of the commercial buildings over there, and then we also have 2 lots for further expansion.
Cool. And what types of programs are going into those buildings?
The current plan is we have vet assisting, dental assisting, and the newest program that will be opening up in the fall will be cosmetology.
Wow, Mike, you'll go get your hair done.
There you go.
You will be able to because they're second-year students. Of course, that won't be until next year. We'll actually be working with clients.
Cool.
Oh, awesome.
Super.
Can we go get a facial?
You can.
Ooh.
And a manicure and a pedicure.
Awesome.
Unfortunately for Tom and I, you know, we could go do a facial, but it wouldn't help us.
We need a facelift.
or in my case, a face replacement. I do have a technical question for you, Bill. CTED stands for Construction Technology Education, is my guess.
Career and Technical Education Close. District.
Okay, super.
Okay, so where are the teachers going to come for these programs?
One, we hire from industry. So all of our instructors have to have a minimum of 4 years within the industry and the related certifications to be teaching within their given area. Any of our programs, for example, in our construction trades program, those are actually taught by the instructors or adjuncts at Yavapai College. But typically, even their criteria matches what our criteria is. So it's typically 6,000 or 8,000 hours in industry to move into a teaching position.
So could Mike go teach a class on framing?
He very well might be able to. As we
I'm just
look
trying
at,
to fill in your vacant days.
Well, but until I quit smashing my thumbs, I probably wouldn't be eligible.
Probably. Good point.
Wrong nail 101.
Yeah.
So, and then we also service the 7 high school districts in Western Yavapai County. So we provide funding for the programming that they have on their campuses as well. So each of the districts, their career and technical education programs, we pass through dollars to them to help support those programs, fund their supply costs, teacher expenses, and all that, so that they can afford to have that programming on the campus. So not all the students have to come directly to us.
Okay, so we tried with Scott at, is it Humboldt?
Humboldt.
To set up and get a construction class going, but the teacher aspect didn't work out. So that just kind of went by the wayside.
It didn't go by the wayside.
So what did we do?
He has a teacher in there now. He's waiting on certification, but they have had a transition in their teaching staff, but the program is still there and still going. Matter of fact, we're in meetings with them now. How to expand their classroom and lab space for that program specifically. And I'll be meeting with them again later this week. So we work real closely. If a program at a high school does not have an instructor, we try to help facilitate
Perfect.
Whatever their needs are to get that program either up and running or to maintain a program.
Perfect.
So, and they don't have to have a bachelor's degree to be a teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is your role then, Tom, as a board member and being in charge of facilities?
Well, we have our typical board meeting, you know, kind of a think tank on where we want to go, what programs we want to add. Right now, we have backlists of classes with kids. And so we're pushing hard to get more space. We bought a couple lots also over in Center Point. So I'm hoping soon we'll be able to build another building. The situation with CTEDs across the state right now is a little precarious because the legislature does not always fund the things that we believe are important. And so when they believe that education is secondary to private schools now, public education, that really hurts us here in rural Arizona. If you're in Phoenix, there's a private school on every corner. But when you come to rural Arizona, there's not. Our public schools are the bulk of the teaching organizations here in this state. And taking anything out of that has really got me ticked off. And, of course, as being the county supervisor for 16 years, I know the legislature very well, and I know our legislators here very well. So we continue to push to try to get some funding back into back in the CTED, CTECs. What we have also is if the child...
Tom, we need to take a break.
Okay.
So let's take our break, and then when we come back, we'll continue that conversation.
Okay.
So listeners, our guest with us this morning, Mr. Bill Stittler, superintendent of Mountain Institute CTEC.
CTED.
CTED. TED Tech. And the old guy... retired board of supervisor, Tom Thurman.
Yeah, but the guy sitting across from me, he's older than I am, so, yeah.
Okay, well, I've got two old guys.
I knew this was going down the wrong path.
Sorry you invited me.
We'll be right back. Don't move, listeners.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by... Oh, YCCA.
Did you forget where you were at?
No. I thought the engineer wanted me to stop.
I'm just over here pushing buttons.
Okay. So, Bill, are there programs that are in high demand for this type of learning?
Yes. The state has come out with, well, there's two sides to that. The first side is any employer who needs an employee, mm-hmm. it's high demand for them.
Correct.
So we try to match what's happening within the county and provide programming to meet that need. That's why some of our new programming. But the state has come out with what they have classified as high demand programs.
So what would one of those be?
Anything related to the construction industry.
Oh, perfect.
Anything related to the medical industry, and basically anything related to the manufacturing industry for the most part. I mean, there's a list of specific occupations and certifications they want them to come up with. But with that high demand program list, we can actually take a student who's graduated high school the year after they've graduated and put them in a program within those high demand sectors. And there again, we pay for it, and the student gets to get the certifications and the training for free based on the programs that are available. Now, the list does change, but once a program is determined in high demand, mm-hmm. then the student has the opportunity through the state to complete that program.
And there, the student does not have to pay for the program.
Nope, they do
not.
Where
would they go?
It depends on the type of programming that it is.
So, construction. Let's talk about construction.
Construction, we would either partner them with Yavapai College, or there's more training options that are coming down the pike, or it could even be, you were talking about the construction or carpentry program at Humboldt. So there again, they can service those students the year after they graduate as well.
And then is it a two-year program?
Well, typically on our high-demand programming, most of our programs are 2 years, but on the HD side, mm-hmm. we try to condense that down to 1 year
so they can
finish the program within the year.
And go get a job.
And go get a job. Or get a job while they're completing the program.
That's huge.
That is very huge.
It is. We, like I said, it continues to grow each year. And it's one of our, we spend a lot of times in the high schools talking to seniors and letting them know what their opportunities are.
Is it working?
It is. It is. Our high demand programming doubles so far each year. We started it 2 years ago. And like I said, we had approximately 127 students this year that registered for high demand programming.
Wow.
So how do we know? Do we track them and see if they are employed or they go get gainful employment? Do you follow them to see what happens?
Yes.
Yes.
And how do you do that?
It's a whole lot of phone calling, a whole lot of emails, social media. It's actually one of the reporting requirements by the state. And I believe ours just came out for last year. And I believe I'm within 1 or 2 percentage points, but I believe ours was an 87% placement rate within their given area of study.
In our local area?
Anywhere. It's tracked wherever they go.
Okay.
It's based on local area. But what's nice, Sandy, is a lot of our programming requires what we call field experience, which means the students have to go work here locally and as part of their program. And typically, most of the students that we send out are offered jobs by where they're doing their field experience. That's real common for a lot of our programming.
So, okay, so how do you know where to send them, i.e. to what company?
It depends on the program, but it's usually the instructors, since they're teaching within that area, they're real attuned to the companies that they're working with here locally.
Okay.
So be it, we're trying to expand, though, not only our field experience, but also our job shadowing opportunities, so students can go and, if nothing else, spend a day or two within a business here locally, because they're in that career path already.
Well, good.
I remember, Mike, when we were in high school, they had shop. We would build little boxes, maybe a little bit of auto shop. But look at the difference today compared to then.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. And I'm going to tell you, these high schoolers are so mature when they know, well, I need to get a job when I leave. Not everybody's college. And we do have pre classes for college, but most of our classes are for a certificate when they graduate high school. And it's just some of our welding classes, they take when they finish the class at the very end, they take the weld and they send it to Phoenix, they x-ray it. And if it x-rays correctly, they get this other certificate because of it, and then go work on pipelines and things like that. Maybe not around here so much, but you know what they're paying in the oil fields. They start them at around $60, $70 an hour. So, I mean, my God, I never had that opportunity when I was in high school.
Well, I mean, when I graduated from high school back in the dark ages, I think they had stone. They just graduated from stone tablets to paper.
okay, you were the Flintstones.
Yeah,
I understand.
Exactly. Yeah. But there wasn't such an opportunity. You were expected to go to college, and if you didn't go to college, my gosh, what's wrong with you?
Well, we just had a couple young'uns at our last meeting, and that are in our fire science program, and they've already been hired by Prescott National Forest.
Wow.
So, I mean, it does work.
So do you see that a lot of folks attending these classes are the older population, because they want to learn how to be a do-it-yourself person? That's what I noticed a couple times when we went out to the airport classroom and we talked to several of the electrical classes, and the population in the class was an older, already homeowner, well out of high school age, and they wanted to learn how to do it yourself. So where is that?
Sandy, I think it's a combination. It's students come to us. We provide the programming, and they determine their pathway. And
okay.
I think the other thing is, too, that people need to realize, myself, one of these days I'll grow up and figure out what I really want to be and get that job. But the reality of it is, a lot of students will graduate from a programming because they have an interest in it. They may have a direct pathway. This is where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But what you find is that typically within a couple of years, they'll circle back around because it's where their interest is, and it is a career path because it is an interest to them. They don't want to go and do whatever it was that they wound up doing.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like most of us, we kind of mature as we get a little bit older, and we decide what we really want to be doing. And I think that's what we provide, is a direct pathway to employment, if that's what they're looking for, and a career path that they can, you know, it's just like in the construction industry. There's 1,000+ types of jobs you can have within the industry, and you never know exactly where you're going to be settling. Is it going to be on the electrical side, the plumbing side, supply side?
Right.
And so it takes those students a while sometimes to figure out exactly where they're going to land.
So how do you get that information out to the students?
Right.
Well, we do a lot of presentations at the high school, but we have a large initiative right now to start getting this down into the middle school so the students can start exploring those pathways now, so that when they get to high school, they can start making more informed decisions. There's, you know, it's kind of a funny, but we've had nursing students who come to us And when it comes time to start drawing blood, they realize...
Not for them.
Not for them. So it's much better to start making those decisions earlier than when you get into the programming. And we have some of that. Some students will get into a program and they'll spend a semester or a year in it and decide that it's not what they thought they wanted to do, be it for a career or not. And we'll transition, if need be, into another program.
Perfect.
Great segue for another break. Mike, take us off.
Absolutely. This is a very interesting discussion. Don't want to miss the next section. We might even get Tom to participate a little bit more. Scary, I know.
We'll be able.
So again, you're listening to Hammer Time. Don't change that channel, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekend to you. How many days till Thanksgiving?
12. or 11 if it's Sunday.
Okay. Do you cook?
I do. There's
but
two
you
days
don't
a
do
year.
A took. You don't do a turkey. You do a
yes, prime.
You do. I thought you did a standing prime rib or something.
I do that for Christmas, but for Thanksgiving I do the turkey and I have my own particular stuffing mix.
You do? Yep. So you cook.
So 2 days a year I kick the girls out of the.
Perfect.
But I let them back in after
to
dinner
clean
to do
up.
The dishes.
Yeah. Okay. I figured as much. Okay. Okay. So Tom, what do you do for Thanksgiving?
I always have it at my wife's family. Most of my family, I hate to say it, has either passed away or they're not living around here. And as you get, I just turned 70. So as you get older, you know, we lose a lot of folks and the kids split up all over the United States. However, we do have a big turkey and ham every
Perfect.
Year's tradition. And then we switch it at Christmas and we make usually Mexican food buffet or spaghetti or something different.
Okay.
I get tired of turkey and ham every time, both of the
Okay, Bill, how about
holidays.
You?
Turkey and ham on Thanksgiving and standing prime rib for
Christmas.
Oh,
wonderful. Do you cook?
I do. I don't do the turkey.
Okay.
I do the prime rib.
Okay.
He's a very good cook.
Do you clean up?
I do.
Oh,
that's my primary job on Thanksgiving.
Mike, you
I'm
need
shamed.
To, yes.
And what do you do?
I go to friends.
There you go. That's the best. Yeah. You know, the one thing you're right about family dispersing across the country, but there's always a positive to that. It means less people getting into the pumpkin pie and pecan pie.
Yeah, that's right. More for you.
That's true.
Okay, so what's your favorite pie at Thanksgiving?
Well, my favorite pie, period, is apple crumb with a la mode heated.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Okay, Bill, what's your favorite pie?
Cherry with ice cream.
Oh. Okay, Mike.
Heated pecan.
Ooh. Oh, I've never had a heated pecan.
I haven't either.
Heated pecan pie.
With ice cream? A dollop of ice cream or no?
Occasionally, but not necessary.
Okay.
The pecan pie can stand all on its own. And if you happen to be lucky enough to go down to the pie place in Black Canyon City.
Yes.
They've got a
Oh, a Jack bourbon. Daniel. Yeah, Jack Daniels.
Bourbon.
That's right.
Ooh, yummy.
So you go by that?
We did 1 year, but my wife doesn't let me go down there because she knows I'll come back with 3 pies.
Okay, perfect.
It's just the start of giving you diabetes. There's so much sugar and pecan pie.
I know. Okay, engineer, what's your favorite pie?
Does cheesecake count?
No.
Okay, I'll take apple then.
Okay. With ice cream?
Dutch apple.
Heated?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's 2 of us. Aha.
Aha, they win. Okay. Like any kind of pie is my favorite, let me tell you. Okay. Back to talking about our schools, how we're trying to get our youngins into trades. So is the construction industry really high demand? Does the state see how important this is?
They do. It's been on the list for the last 3 years, and I do.
Has it moved up on the list?
No, they just give us a list, not a ranking of the programs,
right.
But it's been, and I don't see it dropping anytime soon.
Perfect.
So
you talk to any one of my vendors, any one of my subcontractors out there, there's not one trade
that one
wouldn't hire somebody
today.
Qualified today.
Yeah. Exactly.
even with the higher interest rates, we really haven't slowed down a lot.
We have not.
And custom stuff actually has been hanging in there very high, yeah, compared to the cookie cutter ones. And so.
Yeah, you get my permitted reports. I just sent that out.
I just saw that, yes.
It's still kind of holding its own. We're doing okay.
Yes, and the new codes are coming in for
January.
January, and we are very happy to say one of our buildings that we thought we'd have to sprinkler.
I know, I remember that.
Has been eliminated.
Perfect.
And so we can get it done a little bit quicker for a little less money and save the taxpayer money.
I know, I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, and the nice thing, though, about the trades is you talk about new construction or whatever the service industry is. The bottom line is there's always a need for someone to service what people
exactly.
have.
Exactly. You're right, Bill.
Absolutely. It's not right. just our new starts. It's a matter of
upkeep
everyone
and maintenance.
Needs that.
And
in their home.
If you happen to have a reason that you have to move, maybe it's a family responsibility, you have to move from Prescott, Arizona to Tupelo, Mississippi, your trade doesn't stay here. Your trade and your knowledge goes with you.
And not only that, I look at it too as, let's say the child decides not to stay with that trade that they learned in high school, but they have it the rest of their life.
Right.
So they won't be ripped off by somebody that's trying to pull some shenanigans.
Good point. And
a lot of times it's back to the do-it-yourselfers. They can do it themselves and can save some money. So,
good point.
So are you a do-it-yourselfer at home in your house?
I absolutely am.
Okay, so you have the full component of tools and the toolboxes and the tape measures.
I still do side jobs.
Okay.
Less than $1,000.
Okay, perfect.
But I still do side jobs in there. But I've learned, though, a long time ago, is you've got to be real careful not to do side jobs for relatives. And for something about it, they just expect the moon, you know.
Okay. So, Bill, do you do it yourself?
Of course I do. And I have more tools than I know what to do with and can find storage for.
Perfect. Good. Okay. Mike?
But the industry does change. I know when we moved here, my son was helping us move, and we were cleaning out a cupboard in my shop, and he said, "Dad, what's this?" And I said, "Oh, that's a tack meter. That's a dwell meter. What do you use these for?" Well, you don't anymore. Things have changed. So, but yes, I have as I like to say, a plethora
of tools. However, you guys, he is just one of the worst do-it-yourselfers. He never gets his to-do list done, right?
Well, yes. A bad do-it-yourselfer on my personal property.
Yes.
My wife has a lot of, I won't say a lot, but she has some
multiple
requests that I'm
honey-do list.
Yes.
A little bit late in addressing. Something called work keeps getting in my way.
I learned a long time ago, though, happy wife, happy
life. That's true. That's true.
Okay.
So a little bit at a time. So far, she's happy.
So have you removed any of the tile yet?
Oh, hell no.
We talked about that a month ago. See? He's so bad.
But Matt Greenlee, who was in here from Greenlee Design, gave me the name of a company down. We're taking out tile and putting in wood flooring.
Oh.
But when you take out tile, it is a nasty.
Did you call the company?
Job. No, but I've got their number.
some of them pop up real easy, and other ones you got to chisel with a hammer to get the grout off.
He gave me the name of his company. Unfortunately, they're out of the valley, but they come up, they've got all this
HEPA stuff,
HEPA stuff, to where you don't have to turn around.
If you have the elevation of the floor, what I've done lately is just go right over the tile. If you're using the snap together vinyl flooring or the engineered flooring, they have glue now that is a sealer glue, so it stops the moisture from coming through, and you can glue it right to it. And so it works out very well if you got the elevation. You might want to try that.
Well, but then I've got an elevation difference between there and the carpeted areas. So.
Yeah. Well, they make a little rounded off things. Yeah,
but. Maybe you should help our delinquent do-it-yourselfer.
You know, he's been a contractor for years
but
and years.
But he's a delinquent do-it-yourselfer.
Well, maybe he watches YouTube all the time. You got to be careful on Google what you look at.
Yeah. So, Bill, getting back
to our children is why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Well,
we have to take a break.
My to-do list is delinquent as well,
as
usual.
Okay. Listeners, don't move. We'll be right back with our most awesome guest this morning, Mr. Tom Thurman, retired Board of Supervisor Representative. How many years have you been retired now?
4.5
wow,
years.
Wow, very cool.
Almost
and
five,
our superintendent at Mountain Institute, C-Tech.
Ted.
Ted.
Yeah, it's a district.
District, I got it.
At Yampi College, it's a tech.
Okay, got it. Tech Ted. And my wingman, Mike Enders. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. You know what? If you need anything, right, if they have a challenge, need a contractor, need a referral, call YCCA, 928-778-0040.
And whatever the issue is, Sandy will open her toolbox and take
help
care
you.
Of it.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys, what's going to happen with school and classes with AI? Are you going to have like an AI class? Because everything you read and hear about it says AI, you need to be educated in AI. We all need to go through AI training. What do we do, Bill?
The answer is as programming is developed, we will adapt to what students need to know. We do not have an AI program currently, but if we do, we would probably run that with the college and move in that direction. But I think where we're going to see some major shifts is more related to the manufacturing, because with everything that's happening down in northwest section of the valley, all that's going to be creeping up here in one form or another, or it opens up opportunities where students can make a short drive down the hill and be able to secure jobs down there as well. So we're looking at launching or working on three programs right now. One of them is not AI, but the whole idea is try to keep the students ahead of what the labor markets are going to want in the future. You know, some markets will never die. When you talk about construction, someone has to do electrical, someone has to do plumbing, but there are other markets that tend to come along, and then more advances come within that sector. We're starting a fully robotics program, 3D printing program. They're all related mainly to the manufacturing industry.
I was just going to say the manufacturing industry is going to hit. That sector is going to get hit more so than the construction industry.
We even have a lineman class, and a lot of those kids go to work for APS. So.
And those, I was just going to say, those lead to great employment with major companies like APS.
And a lot of them do the contracting. But we're always trying to take advantage of what the labor shifts are and then do programming according to what those shifts are. Or our last programs, the last four or five programs, though, have been directly related to what the community has come to us and say they need students trained in.
You're talking about activity in the northwest sector of, down in the valley. It will influence us up here. I mean, it is mammoth.
Well, they just tripled it, you know, the size. They approved it. So that's 100,000 new manufacturing jobs. And if you remember in your college business, there's 2 to 3 service jobs being created for every new manufacturing job. That's 2 to 300,000 jobs in the north end of Phoenix. And so it they're going to some of that is going to come up here. You watch, because state trust land, like it or not, people say no. Oh yes, you can buy it.
They can buy it
if they got enough money.
Yep.
So I just asked AI what they see and what they will observe taking place in different phases of the construction industry.
And
AI says that there will be more site monitoring with cameras and drones to share where workers are exactly, where the equipment is located. They'll be able to determine and sense accidents and unsafe behavior.
So logistical information.
Yep. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Plus, they'll be able to see misalignments, imperfections, wear and tear, cracks in sidewalks, be able to look at all of that versus...
So it'll monitor things like I've taken an hour and 5 minutes for lunch?
Yes, it will. Wow. It will be monitoring you.
Big brother.
You'll be quality control, your progress tracking.
In all seriousness, though, some of that's very interesting.
It is.
But... A lot of what the AI drive right now is how to develop the programming behind the AI is where the real career pathways will be within the AI sector.
I kind of like him. I mean, I ask Chat a question every now and then. It's kind of interesting to see what his answers are.
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
I can't say who it is, but we had a... subcontractor of the military come to us in another town way south of here and said they don't need any more engineers. They don't want what they got to have is people to put bombs together. And so they wanted us to start a program. It's just a little far away for our kids to go get a job. But that's the kind of thing we're looking at. And same with the Taiwanese chip plants. They're looking at creating... some educational classes for their employees to hire them because that's a lot of employees.
Tons of employees.
And you watch, the rumor mill is now that eventually some of the chips that are being made are defective. And so they need a plant to either destroy them and reuse it or fix those chips.
They need AI to determine if they're defective.
And they're looking at Yavapai County as we speak. And so that's all I can say about that one right now. But it's very interesting. I just don't see us slowing down growth.
Is that just a quality control issue? Or?
Correct, yeah.
Interesting.
They make so many of them. But the bulk of what they make now is all AI-type chips. And so they're going, what do they call it, what is that bite? Nanobytes. They're down to nanobytes, which is 5 million times smaller than what the eye can see. And so it's just way above my pay grade.
Mine too. So, Bill, do you see any reduction in students coming into classes? Are families moving out of the area, or are you still being inundated with large numbers of students? Because I've heard the student population has dropped.
There are declining student populations at the high school level, but actually we're seeing an increase in students coming to us, though we see some declining enrollments in the member school districts, because all 7 high school districts are a member of us. They're referred to them as member districts. But the reality of it is our enrollments are going up. And our main thing is trying to eliminate when we have wait lists on programs on how to service the students, because there's nothing worse than a student wanting to get into a career pathway. And we don't have capacity for them. So registration each year is a very hot item on the campuses, students trying to get in.
So what would a couple classes be where we've got a hot topic for registration?
Well, it's going to be, we pretty much at this point about 80% of our programs become waitlisted at some point in time.
Oh my gosh.
But typically some of our hot topics will be like our welding, our automotive, even our construction programs have been waitlisted. Those fill up, culinary fills up right away, and I'm quite sure that cosmetology will probably fill up this fall within the first 2-3 minutes once registration opens.
Well, we need to get that information out, but we need to take a quick last break.
I know. We'll be back to wrap up our show. So don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Bill and Tom, thank you for being with Mike and me this afternoon, this weekend on Hammer Time. What a great educational program.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, and we're here to help you. So if we have listeners out there that have children, grandchildren, how do they get them in a class? Where do they go, and who do they talk to, Bill?
Sandy, the best way to go is go directly to our website. That's MICTED.net. And all of our programming is on there, applications, all my staff phone numbers are on there as well. But that's the best starting place.
Perfect. M-I-C-T-E-D. So say that. Say it one more time.
MICTED.net.
Perfect. So listeners, send your kids there, your grandkids. Let's get them in the industry. Let's get them with all these great classes that are taking place in our community. So, Tom, great to have you with us.
Always nice to be here, Sandy.
Thank you, my friend. You're a wealth of knowledge, and we love you to the moon and back. Bill, such a treasure you are for doing and leading this school as superintendent. So our community is very lucky to have you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Moving here all the way from Texas, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Mike, have a great weekend. Listeners, wear your seatbelt. Don't speed. Eat your leafy greens. Smile. Love one another. And 40 days till Christmas. Bye.
Be thinking about it.
Hammer Time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at YCCA.org.
Break it down.